Now, detonate the reality bomb!
I will build a great, great wall.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
Is the singularity near?
The truth is out there.
The military-industrial complex.
The seven mountains of the influencers of culture.
To be as gods, you know.
Change has come to America.
Catapult of propaganda.
From a secure location on top of the ridge in the heart of the beautiful Missouri Ozarks, this is A View from the Bunker. Now, here's Derek Gilbert.
God put the sun and the moon and the stars in the heavens to mark the times and the seasons and for signs. So why do we get a little oogie as Christians about talking about signs in the heavenlies? Welcome to A View from the Bunker. I'm Derek Gilbert. Bit of a special broadcast today. For one thing, it's late. That's not really special. That's kind of become the norm around here. But also because we recorded this program basically as part of an interview that we broadcast already on Skywatch TV. You've already seen that if you watch Skywatch TV, the daily news updates, the 5 in 10 program. But the rest of the program today, what you're watching here is new material, so you will not have seen this part before. At the end of the program, talk a little bit more about what's coming up for me and for Sharon and for Skywatch TV. And maybe you'll understand why the schedule here on A View from the Bunker may be a little sporadic for the next few months. We'll do our best to accommodate, but only so many hours in the day, and as much as I try to compensate with coffee, you can only do so much with caffeine. So, as we look forward to the conference in Boise in August, the Sign in the Heavenlies Conference, we take you now to the interview that we recorded last week with Mike Kerr and Jeannie Moore.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, great to see you again, Derek, and we're looking forward to seeing you here on August 18th.
This is going to be a fantastic conference. Sharon and I both had a wonderful time at the conference in Dallas. That was our first Hear the Watchman conference. The Boise conference coming up is very timely in that it is taking place at the same weekend as the total eclipse of the sun, hence the name the Sign in the Heavenlies Conference. Aside from that, and we could talk a little bit about the events on Monday, and I know that the tour to see the total eclipse is already sold out, but how will the Boise Conference be different from the Dallas Conference?
Well, you know, Derek, it's a totally different conference. We have new speakers that we're bringing to the table with new information for everybody. But beyond that, it's more of an intimate conference with the speaker sessions and then Jeannie setting up breakout sessions. And there's much more information, all new information. I know, like yourself, you're coming back, but you're talking about a completely new topic. Mm-hmm. The same thing with L.A. Marzulli and everyone else. We do have a couple of new speakers. I'm going to let Jeannie talk about Scotty Clark, but before we talk about Scotty, I want to talk to you about Zev Perot. Zev is a messianic rabbi in Israel who goes in the streets of Israel and preaches the word of Jesus right there on the streets. As a matter of fact, he's right now in China doing that very same thing in China. And he just brings a whole wealth of knowledge. Folks, if you want to see something on him, go to our YouTube channel. Just Google Hear the Watchman YouTube, and you'll see a link come up for Hear the Watchman Journey. Click on that. Look in there for Zev's interview. It's amazing. And tell him a bit about Scotty, too.
Yeah, well, so Scotty Clark is someone that that I heard about, actually, from someone who attended one of our conferences and said, check this guy out. This is pretty interesting what he's been studying. And I started watching his videos, and I was so interested in his interpretation. And the thing about Hear the Watchman is that we bring in a lot of different speakers that have a different point of view. And a lot of people have a different expertise. They've been dedicated to a certain area of research, but they see God from a different angle. And some people have a very scientific mind. Some people have a very logical mind. Some people have a very spiritual mind. So we try to bring in speakers that sort of give a perspective of God from every angle. And in Scotty's case, he has been studying the signs in the heavenlies, particularly the eclipse, which is coming up, and also the September 23rd star configuration, which relates to Revelation 12. And I know there's a lot of controversy about it, and we only want to bring we only want to give Scotty a platform to share his perspective and what God has shown him. He's a very prayerful man. He's a very humble man. And so, you know, the Bible is unfolding. I don't know about, I'm sure you can relate, right? The Bible is unfolding more and more as we're in the end times, and we truly believe we're in the end times. And this conference is really about acknowledging that time is up. You know, literally time, how do we know time? The sun, the moon, and the stars.
Right.
It's up, and we're going to see it. We're going to see one of God's timepieces unfold on Monday. But also, on a practical level, we believe that time is truly up in the sense that, okay, so maybe you're a Christian, maybe you've been going to church or haven't. But if you're not getting fed, and you're not then in turn getting to a place of holiness on a minute-by-minute basis on a with a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you're not going out there and feeding others, then something's wrong, right? And we want to encourage that at this next Hear the Watchman conference. So the sign in the heavenlies is about understanding the times we're in, more importantly, what we need to do as the body of Christ, because we're a family. It's not about just the speakers up on a pedestal teaching. We want to encourage the people that are attending the conference to break any strongholds that are binding them, and then to get the tools. And that's what the workshops are for. So we have our regular sessions that everyone can attend. And then we're just going to spend 2 hours on Sunday learning some skills, practical skills, spiritual skills. And at these conferences, as you saw, people not only get baptized for the first time, or they rededicate themselves. And we want to encourage as many people as possible. If, you know, if you haven't been baptized in a long time and you really want to show the Lord and you want to bond with the Holy Spirit more than you've ever done before, so that you can hear hear the Holy Spirit's job for you on this earth. You know, we are to be subservient. And are you really ready to do that? And if you are, rededicate yourself. And we have this incredible fun baptismal event on Sunday this year. It'll be Sunday morning. And we have opportunities for fellowship. You're going to meet people at this conference that you will just fall in love with. And you will find people that you absolutely love. And I think that's lacking in church. You know, we go to church, we sit next to people, but we're not sharing love with them. We're not in fellowship, really getting deep. But at Hear the Watchman, it's a three days of immersive love for one another and praying for one another. And you and Sharon were part of that. The speakers get involved with the participants in a much deeper and more meaningful way than we can in church. So we are so excited about this next event.
One of the things that we've noticed at conferences, including Hear the Watchman, but especially the Hear the Watchman conference at Dallas, is just exactly what you say. And when you talk about people meeting others that they'll fall in love with, it's not necessarily the speakers. You're not going and put the speakers up on a pedestal. But you're finding other people from around the country. And this is what we find to be really edifying about these conferences is meeting people who have a real hunger to learn more, as you say, to find out what God is trying to tell us, both in terms of in all areas of his word, doctrine, his will for us, that the things that he wants from us, the mission that he's got for us. And other people who are in the same boat, And so you find a lot of new friendships that are formed at these conferences. And again, it's not about going to the conference to see good speakers, although that's an important part of it. I think a lot of it is just the fellowship and the friendships that are formed at these gatherings that are just really, as you say, lacking in a lot of churches today. Not all churches, but lacking in a lot of churches today.
Well, that's really, Derek, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is what's happened with Hear the Watchman. It's much more than a conference now. It has become an entire movement, a ministry. It's an opportunity for the remnant body to get together. Most importantly, for people who've always felt alone or shunned out there, to be in a room with, in Dallas, 1,000 people, or in Boise with 400 people, 500 people, you know, it's much more than just a conference. The conference is the food, but I'll tell you what, that fellowship is really what binds us all together. And, you know, we do still have seats available that you can go to hearthewatchman.com. You can get tickets. We encourage you to get up there. We are going up to the Eclipse on Monday. If you would still like to do that, you can follow us up there. There are a lot of people caravanning up to the Eclipse. But more importantly, folks, if you can't make it and you still want to be blessed, and including video footage of the Eclipse that we'll take with all of us up there, you can simply go and purchase our on-demand product, which is, there's a button on our website says purchase on demand. We're using Vimeo as our platform this go around. The quality is phenomenal. There's a tutorial on how to sign up.
6 months.
It's only $39 for 6 months of viewing. And the other thing is, if you use the code Gilbert20, you will get 20% off the live stream and $20 off per individual ticket to the event that you buy.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's good through.
That's good. That is good until the conference
date.
Yeah,
that's good until the conference date. And so we really want to encourage people, even if you can't attend in person, to use that option to learn and see and feel everything that's there. But folks, if you're in the Boise area, if you're in Washington State, if you're in California, Utah, anywhere here in Idaho, just get on down there. There are still rooms available in town. The Riverside Hotel is sold out, but you can go to, we have a link on there to a Holiday Inn that's real close by. And I got a letter from a lady, or an email from a lady the other day that said she found a wonderful place on Airbnb, and she's coming up. So this is really something that's much bigger than a conference. This is an event, and I don't think you want to miss it. So either attend through that Vimeo or on demand, or get up there in person, you know, and see. And when we're at the conference, if you just go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, you'll see interviews with everybody. We did one with Derek and Sharon last time and all the other speakers. So it's a wonderful way to see some of it if you can't make it in any way.
And now we continue sort of the after interview here on A View from the Bunker. It was kind of trying to kill two birds with one stone and basically do one long interview. So it just basically cuts down on the amount of post-production that I have to do. So I appreciate you guys, Mike and Jeannie, being willing to sit through that little awkward transition, which we'll cut out in post. So now we've got a little more time here, another 30 minutes or so, to talk a little bit more about the goals that you have for the conference and some of the other speakers who will be there. Some of these are fellows and men and women who've been at previous conferences. Scotty, again, you mentioned as a new face who will be at this conference, Scotty Clark. I've had the opportunity to interview him for my podcast, and I agree with your assessment of him, a humble man who is sincerely trying to understand and tease out information from the Bible. I don't necessarily agree with his interpretation of Revelation 12, but I'm also, I guess, have been wrong often enough to learn that I can't say that I know for sure that I'm absolutely right in my opinion on this either. So it would be awesome if September 23rd rolls around and the Lord blows the trumpet and said, that's it, I'm coming back and you're all coming home. I'd be all for that. You know, the Cubs won the World Series last year, so my life is complete. So we're good.
God gives us warning signs, but we don't know. You know, he gives us advance notice, too. Mm-hmm. So if nothing happens, it doesn't mean that nothing is going to happen. It could mean that he's just giving us a sign.
Right.
He's, you know, God always, he doesn't surprise attack his people. You know, his body, his family means a lot to him. God doesn't try. He's not a trickster, you know. And he might come as a thief in the night. when he actually comes back, but he's also reiterating it's time, it's coming.
Yeah.
And we don't know if it means it's coming this year, 7 years, 14 years, we don't know. But it's really a fascinating viewpoint. And I just think that we should all be open-minded, because we all think we know scripture 100%, but we don't.
Right.
We all are interpreting it and praying that God gives us more insight.
Right. Well, you know, that's one of the things that I've had to change about my own approach to, I guess, ministry in general. There was a time 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, where I was publicly naming names when it came to ministers, preachers, whose doctrine I thought was off base, and specifically regarding dominion theology. And a very wise brother pulled me aside, sort of, a very smart guy. He basically gave me some advice in such a way as that I thought it was my idea, that suddenly I got smart, until later I thought about it and realized, oh, wait a minute, he kind of led me down that path. And then the Holy Spirit kind of unlocked things. We may have disagreements over doctrine, but let's not make any of these disagreements personal. And that's what I was doing. And I'm just thankful that at the time, my platform was not big enough to have really attracted the attention of some people who I'm finding when I meet them in person, they're like, you know, this isn't such a bad person after all. Maybe I, you know, so yeah, we're all part of the family. We may not see everything the right same way. But when we do have disagreements, let's make them iron sharpening iron instead of iron, you know, stabbing the other person through the chest, which is, to be honest with you, that's kind of what I was doing. So,
Well, you know, we all are on a journey, right?
Right.
We're all on a journey. And, you know, there's so many different aspects of God, and there's so many different aspects. The Bible has so much material in it, and it's just so exciting. I think whatever gets people excited about getting into the Word, you know, we don't know how God thinks, because He's God. He's our Creator, right?
If we could understand Him fully, then we, by definition, would be God.
Exactly. Yeah. So, hey, to me, anyone who raises questions that encourages someone to get in the Word is a good thing. And
right,
you know, I just think that it'll be interesting to see some different perspectives. And you know, you're all such wonderful people. You know, we just love you guys so much because you're so dedicated. We look at your hearts, and we know that God looks at our heart. And this conference really is about having a heart transplant, if you will, because, you know, we can be intellectually mature. We can think that we know this. We can be, quote, a leader or a follower. But the bottom line is, God sees our heart like He sees a child's heart. And most of us have been so hardened from being hurt or being chastised or being persecuted or being lied to. And I think at this point, what God wants is just for us to have a heart like a child. I mean, Jesus said that it's the child that, you know, that we all need to become more like children in terms of just trusting Him and being open-hearted. And, you know, it's that hardening, I think, that really blocks us from hearing God.
Right.
from understanding his purpose for us and being completely subservient like a child would be to his perfect father. Yeah. So this conference makes it easier to be like a child in a sense, because people are really there to just be real and to not put up a facade. It doesn't matter if you're a banker or a builder or a CEO or a janitor or a biker or a, you know, people from all walks of life come together as a body of Christ to restore each other, to encourage each other, to pray with each other, to be instructed, to learn new things, to fellowship, and they have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, but also, you know, examine their own heart.
And again, that's a part of the journey that I've been on. Somebody was saying to me the other day that they were surprised by where we kind of are in our ministry. And they were being very gracious in saying that, you know, in a nutshell, you should be more famous than you are. Like, well, no, really, I shouldn't, because if any of these doors that had opened in the last 2 years, coming to work with Skywatch TV, getting opportunities now to speak at conferences, a book that's doing well at Amazon, if this had happened to me 5 years ago, I think even 5 years ago, I would have taken it as, well, it's because I'm so smart and because my doctrine is absolutely correct. And I've had to learn that, you know, we all know that our doctrine cannot be 100% perfect, because none of us are perfect. We're human, you know. I'm human. And since I don't know exactly how, you know, what percentage of wrong can I be before I'm like, you know, in the danger zone, since I don't know where that is, maybe I should be a little more gracious with others and where they are. And let's, like you say, look at the heart. Do they truly love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do they believe that salvation is by grace through faith in Him alone? And as long as we agree on that, then we can, you know, we can deal with the other stuff in a gracious manner, with gentleness and respect, instead of, you know, doing what I was doing 5-10 years ago, which is trying to prove how smart I was. You know, it's the way my DNA is wired. It's why I was really good at high school debate, you know, made it to the state finals 2 years in a row, so... But that's not always the best way.
It's in your blood.
It's not always the best way to fellowship with other believers, or to win somebody over who's, you know, maybe seeking answers to questions. Try to bludgeon them into submission with superior logic. So anyway, point being that as part of this journey, I'm being a little more gracious. And if people want to take that as me changing my positions on some things, well, so be it. That's not the case. I'm just changing the way I discuss it and interact with others as regards those differences. And again, not to say that I've got any differences really with anybody who's speaking at this conference. I'm not sure why God is leading me down this conversational path, but this is... But as you said, I know Scotty Clark has attracted some attention from people who take real strong disagreement with his interpretation of the September 23rd alignment. And... you know, I said, look, if we're going to disagree over that that interpretation, that's fine. But the Bible tells us to share the hope we have in Christ with gentleness and respect. So this is not even a core issue of salvation. So we probably should be even more gentle and more respectful when it comes to things like this. This conference is a perfect example based on our experience in Dallas of where we can get together and discuss ideas like this with other people who really want to know what God has to say, and do it in a way where we don't have to worry about what everyone else in the church we're attending is going to say or think, or what the denomination's official position is.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because Pastor Billy Crone, taught me that the mark of maturity within the church is that we don't argue about the small stuff. And he said, and it's all pretty much small stuff. You know, there's just a couple of things, and it's not whether you're pre or post trib or anything like that. And you know, Derek, I mean, it's Jeannie loves salmon. She will get a salmon steak and put it in there, and she'll cook that salmon steak up, and she loves it. I can't stand it. I just do not like. I like smoked salmon, but I don't like salmon just baked or whatever. But that doesn't mean that we're going to sit there and argue over it and throw knives at each other over it. And that is definitely one of the things that's happened within the church.
Yeah.
You know, we had a situation where some friends of ours were asked to leave the church, which I just couldn't believe that happened. And it was over a difference of opinion, you know, and it just, we can't do that. We can't be that way anymore. And that's the great thing about Hear the Watchman. I mean, I had a conversation with L.A. Marzulli the other day, and we were talking about the conference, and he was talking about Carl Gallops. And he said, you know, Carl Gallops and I could not be further on opposite ends of the spectrum, but we get along, and he's a great guy, and we've spoken to each other, and we've been on each other's shows, and he, you know, that's one of the gifts of the conference. That's one of the things that truly, I think, warms our heart, is to see people that used to be, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get on the stage with that guy. I won't do it with this guy. And, you know, you have a Baptist and a Pentecostal on the same stage. How dare you do that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like those days are gone.
And we've had, Derek, we've had individuals who have contacted us and said, you know, that person's theology is XYZ, and, you know, they don't belong at Hear the Watchman. And, you know, what God shared with me, and I heard it as loud and clear in my heart as I've heard anything, no divisiveness and no strife. So I know that the Lord is saying that if there's someone who is in a leadership role in our conference who's creating division, we need to talk to them. And if that is creating strife or divisiveness, then we need to end that. And so Jesus wants us to come together as one body, as one strong army. And, you know, the fingernail may not think the tooth is very important, but we're all parts of the body. And we all have our roles, and we all have our respective talents. And we're not supposed to be spectators. We're not supposed to be sitting there listening to, you know, 12 speakers and then go home and go back to our life. What we're supposed to do is recognize, what is the Holy Spirit given me? Is it my ability to speak? Is it my warm heart? Is it my ability to sew blankets? You know, is it my ability to feed the poor? Is it what is my gift that God is sharing with me? Am I a healer? Am I a prayer warrior? What are my gifts? And God is instructing us, recognize the Holy Spirit gifts in you and go out and be a representative of me, because time is up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this conference is very timely in that it is taking place at a rather remarkable sign in the heavenlies, the total eclipse of the sun on August the 21st. Is that the date? August 21st, which is going to be seen over a big chunk of the United States. And again, this is why I was kind of laughing. I sent Mike an email this morning, said, you know, Mike, I want to change the topic of my talk, because, you know, I had been kind of focused on another aspect of the research I've been doing related to the book, you know, The Great Inception. And Sharon pointed out, you know, we're going to the mountains on a day when the moon is going to cover the sun, a month before this September 23rd convergence in the heavenlies, and you're talking about the political and prophetic stuff, and you're ignoring the signs in the sky. You've been doing all this research on the moon god, which is going to be, you know, really important in the last days, covering up the sun, and you're not talking about, why aren't you talking about that? Like, duh.
So, well, we're glad that you're going to be. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting.
And so, you can tell Sharon, my best ideas come from Jeannie.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the way it works.
Well, that's usually the way it is around here for most of us men. We just
it really does.
We'd be bears surrounded by empty beer cans if it wasn't for our wives. It is a very timely event in what is taking place here. And the speakers that you've got, we talked about Scotty, L.A. Marzulli, of course, who's just coming back from Peru, where he and Steve Quayle met face-to-face for the first time, which is really remarkable. Mm-hmm. Pastor Paul Begley, right, who preaches like his hair's on fire. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, who, for a man's man, was as emotional at the Dallas conference as I've ever seen a guy get in public.
Yeah.
Just talking about his love for his wife, which was, you know, I do that, but then, you know, I'm not a football coach either. So, you know, it was, I think, one of the most remarkable parts of the conference. Our good friend, Dr. Michael Lake, Casper McLeod again, Carl Gallups. Gosh, what a gift he has when it comes to preaching.
Carl's amazing. I told the story to him. He has such a large church and a large following, and he was asked to pray at the Trump rally, and I was scared to death to talk to him when I reached out to him, and I just started praying about it, and you know, it was just okay. I'm just going to reach out to him, and you know, the man sends me back. I'd be honored to be a part of Hear the Watchman. We met him in person, an amazing man. He got up and he preached, no audiovisual stuff, just brought it on, you know, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to a new book that he's got coming out later this year that, you know, my honor, I get like one word on the cover of his book just saying, you know, riveting or something like that. And, you know, for me, that's a thrill. Carl, we love Carl Gallups. And Dr. Michael Lake, our good friend from close by us here in the Ozarks, when he starts talking about his areas of expertise, and he's been doing a lot of research that kind of overlaps what I've been working on, you know, ancient Babylon and the influence that Nimrod, the shadow that he has cast across history, is just remarkable. It's really deep stuff, but really important that the church be educated about this.
He is. Yeah. And the other guy that's just truly amazing is Russ Dizdar.
Oh, yeah.
Russ, I found Russ at 1:30 in the morning down by the conference hall ministering to some people that had waited like all day to talk to him in person. I mean, that's how dedicated he is, you know. And I think the big surprise that this conference, it really is, and Jeannie's talked to him, and I've interviewed him twice now, is Zev Perot. And he's the Messianic rabbi from Israel. Amazing guy. I interviewed him on our YouTube channel the day that Trump arrived in Israel, and I'm going to interview him when he gets back from China. And then he's such a man of God. And, I mean, I know you will love him. And I think the audience will as well.
Well, his ministry is Messiah of Israel Ministries?
Yes, okay. Messiah of Israel. And you can just Google that. You can Google Zev Perot, P-O-R-A-T, and you can find information out about him. Just a wonderful guy. I mean, when we first started talking to him, and actually Carl Gallups introduced me to him, but when we first started talking to him, I said, "Boy, Zev, I would love to have you come to Boise and speak at the conference, but we're just a little ministry, and I can't afford to fly you from Israel to Boise, Idaho." And he goes, "Oh, that's okay. I have a supporter who will pay for my airfare. I'd love to be there."
Wow.
You know, and that's how God works with these conferences. You know, I mean, it's which is why I say, Derek, they're not just conferences anymore. These truly are gatherings. I mean, you said that, and you know, Jeannie talked about it. They really are gatherings. And why? Because the end is coming. The end, we don't know when. I mean, it could be in our generation or our children's generation, but we all have to forge friendships and trust one another. And that's where we get back into Josh's topic in Dallas,
right?
Which was all about the Christian cannibalization. We all believe in Jesus. We all know he's coming back. So why do we have to throw swords at each other? We need to love each other and fellowship with one another. That's what we really need to do. So, you know, we certainly hope many, many of your viewers and your listeners can get to the conference.
It's life-changing.
Totally life-changing. I mean, you know, and Michael, look at it this way. We have people come to this conference from all over the world. I mean, we've had them come as far as Saudi Arabia,
England,
England,
Australia,
Germany, you know,
Australia.
Yeah. Australia.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all from all walks of life, all over the world, and they're all hungry. And now we have people saying, will you come to the UK and do a conference in the UK for us? Will you do a Hear the Watchman conference in the UK? Can you come to Canada? Can you come to Australia?
We're like, whatever God brings,
we'll do what we can do. But the thing is, it's because they're all hungry. They're hungry for the word.
Yeah.
And they're hungry for that family, you know, that you talked about, that family that we need to forge with.
And people around the world need their own fellowship groups. And that's why we encourage you to get the video on demand through Vimeo, going to our website, hearthewatchman.com, and use Gilbert20 code, Gilbert20 as the promo code, and you'll get 20% off the Vimeo on demand. And I'm telling you, you can watch this for 6 months. You can throw a little Bible study in your house, and you can watch a different speaker every week, or just do a marathon and have, you know, pick your favorites and just share it with your friends and family, because this is so important to get the information and the teaching and the encouragement out to as many Christians as possible right now, because we're living in the end times. This is it. We're living in the end times, and it's going to be such an amazing opportunity for you to get inspired and to find the things that happen at these conferences are not typically things that people will share on YouTube. They're very unique, and the speakers pray like crazy to get inspired, because they know that there's physically people there that are expecting a life-changing experience. And you all prayed together. We prayed individually, and the Holy Spirit shows up. And I'm not kidding. I've had people email me and say, just watching, for example, the couples session that you and Sharon participated in, along with the other couples, was life-changing to people. And they said, my gosh, you know, it was so simple, but it was so real. And we get it now. We understand why our marriage is struggling. We understand why our family's falling apart. And now we get it. You know, it's powerful. It's powerful. And we really, really hope that you take advantage of this opportunity and use this the code that we've given Sharon and Derek, Gilbert20.
No, it's just Gilbert20.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. Gilbert20.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Derek and Sharon.
No, what we've given them. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sometimes, you know.
Because I'll start getting all sorts of emails.
Sharon,
hey, it's not working.
I put in Sharon and Derek. No, the Gilbert20. Gilbert20 is the promo
here, so people get it. Yeah.
and
it's also good for $20 off the live event.
If you can come to Boise, and we encourage you to do that soon, because the city is selling out. Our hotel's sold out, but we have another hotel that we have rooms at for you. But please don't wait, because as you get closer and closer, the rates go up and up. So the rates are still reasonable to fly. Get your airfare, get your reservation at the Holiday Inn, which is really close to the host hotel. And if you're not participating on the bus ride up to the eclipse, we're encouraging people to rent cars and just caravan with us. So we'll all end up at the same destination. We'll have a ball. It'll be a blast. So it's just going to be such a special event. And this conference particularly is amazing to Mike and I, because Mike had a very vivid, specific dream about this specific hotel that we know is prophetic. And so we know that there's some amazingly wonderful things that we're going to experience at the Hear the Watchman Idaho in August.
I've got to mention this, Derek. August 18th is her birthday. She's going to be 32.
Almost times two.
And then on the 21st, on the eclipse, it is Pastor Paul Begley and his wife Heidi's 35th wedding anniversary.
And we'll be celebrating that at a luncheon.
We're going to have a luncheon and celebrate that and have us.
Yeah. And like we did in Dallas, you got to sit with some people that really wanted to get to know you and Sharon better. every speaker will be at a different table getting to have some fellowship one-on-one for that luncheon. So it's really amazing opportunity to, you know, to bond with like-minded people and get to know some people that happen to live in your area so that you can go back home and forge new relationships mm-hmm. and encourage one another.
Yeah.
So come on, if you're a follower of Derek and Sharon, come on out there, get out there and meet them in person and find out what truly amazing people they really are.
The Skywatch is we are so grateful to Skywatch. You have been so supportive of us, and we are so humbled by your graciousness. We got to come out and visit you. I wish we could come out again, but yeah. we got so much on our plate. Right, we just don't have time. And you do too, right?
There is a lot going on.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, happy to do this, and happy to encourage people to take advantage of the very gracious discount offer that you're making available to viewers, to listeners, to the podcast, to Skywatch TV, and so forth. You know, Gilbert 20 at hearthewatchmen.com is the website where you get information about the speakers, about the schedule for the conference in Boise, and. Again, the video stream through Vimeo with a 6-month archive so that you can go back and watch and rewatch and invite friends over to watch and have a big party at your church and watch or whatever for up to 6 months after for just $39, less the 20% discount is really remarkable. But of course, if you can make it in person, then we just love to see you there. We had such a wonderful time in Dallas, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys in Idaho. It'll be my first time in Idaho, so I get to cross that off the list of 57 states that I get to visit. Oh, wait, it's only 50.
Well, we have more than just potatoes up here, so you'll be excited.
Well, my mother's from North Dakota, so I am aware that there are places outside the cities. It's just, I'm still working on overriding the programming that took place during my upbringing in Chicago and all the years I lived in Chicago, Philadelphia, St. Louis, major cities. But it's coming off slowly but surely as we're living out in a place now where our neighbors are all cattle and coyotes. So much looking forward to seeing some more open spaces and some more mountains. Again, the wonderful gathering coming up in August in Boise. Mike and Jeannie, thanks very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Give our best to Sharon.
Will do.
Mike Kerr and Jeannie Moore, the organizers of the conference in Boise, Hear the Watchmen, Idaho. They sign in the Heavenlies Conference coming August 18th through the 20th to the Riverside Hotel in Boise. If you want information or to register, log on to hearthewatchmen.com, hearthewatchmen.com, and please save money. Use Gilbert. Use the promo code Gilbert20. Use the Gilbert code promo20. No, promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20, and you'll save $20 off the conference registration or 20% off the video stream through Vimeo. And again, that is all at hearthewatchmen.com. Now, in September, we've got the True Legends Conference, which is, I think, rightly named. You've got Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Dr. Michael Lake basically headlining it. I get to serve as an opening act, and I am honored to do so. Also, some very fascinating people, Henry Groover, Pastor David Langford, and Spanish researcher and explorer Anselm P. Rambla. That is the True Legends Conference coming to Branson, Missouri. We're probably going to have about 3,000 people there, and everybody will get a great seat because this is a theater that's set up for music and performing arts. So a great theater, great acoustics, great audio-visual setup, and we are really excited and looking forward to it. Sharon and I both. That is September 15th through the 17th. If you've got an idea that you might want to attend the conference, don't wait. Get on it now. Register now because they're down to, I think, the last 500 seats or so in the auditorium. But you can watch it live on the interwebs. There is a live video stream available for that. That is $89, and you'll find out. You can find out more and register at Gen6Conferences.com. That's Gen6Conferences.com. And then in October, We'll be attending the Blessed Hope, Sharon and I both, speaking at the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum in Oklahoma City, actually Norman, Oklahoma, just outside OKC. This is at the Embassy Suites Hotel, a wonderful venue, much wider hallways than we've had at conferences in the past, which means plenty of room to mingle, to talk, to move back and forth, and still have room for book tables and stuff. So this should be really fascinating, a fantastic time. Gary Stearman, of course, from Prophecy Watchers will be there. He'll be speaking. Tom Horn, possibly just emceeing. We're trying to twist his arm into speaking, I guess. L.A. Marzulli, me, Sharon, Josh Peck from Skywatch TV, Dr. Randall Price, Dr. Tommy Ice, Bill Koenig, Bill Salas, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Tim Alberino, Brent Miller Sr. and Jr., the filmmakers behind The Coming Convergence DVD that we recently featured on Skywatch TV. Many others. Carl Tykrib. Ken Johnson and many others. Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. Some of our favorite people, in other words, all together. 33 speakers at the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum, October, that is 13th through the 15th of October in Norman, Oklahoma. There will be a live video stream for that as well, but there are still spots available if you would like to attend the conference itself. And you'll find information there, or for that conference, at prophecywatchers.com. That's prophecywatchers.com. Our Bible study finally back online. We missed 3 weeks because we were traveling. We went to Oklahoma City, missed a weekend there, missed because we spent a weekend in Branson, speaking at Blue Eye, Morningside Church there in Blue Eye. And why did we miss the other week? I forget. Anyway, but we're back. Did a great study this past weekend on Isaiah chapters 28 through 34, some divine counsel stuff. And again, it appears some references to entities that were known to the prophets, known to Isaiah, they've sort of been demythologized or desupernaturalized in the translation to English. So a reference to the destroyer who has rebelled. And I think most commentators would look at that and say, well, they must be talking about the nation of Assyria or, you know, one of the other ancient enemies of Israel. I think when you look at it in context, you're looking at a demonic entity or a fallen angel, because it is used in similar ways in other passages where it's clear that that's what's being referred to. So anyway, fascinating stuff. We hope you join us each week as we record about an hour or so on right now, still working our way through the Old Testament. We're still looking at the possibility of doing the Bible study as a video, weekly video production, but until we get some help on editing video, which takes some time, that probably is going to have to wait. Because, again, so many hours in the day, only so much you can do to compensate with caffeine. So please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else you find this podcast, which is available wherever fine podcasts are sold. And remember, A View from the Bunker is a production of Gilbert House and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. The opening theme is by Kevin MacLeod. His website is incompetech.com. The opening announcement by DC Good. And remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is A View from the Bunker.